Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blue path, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we are here. It is Saturday, November the 5th, 2011's Creek Game Radio. Of course, it's 11 o'clock, which is why we're on the airwaves. I'm your boy, Brooklyn Black. For the next 2 hours, we're going to be chilling, listening to some of the best in throwback music, you know what I'm saying, the golden era of hip-hop, and some of the best in the underground, on the underground scene, you know, and who knows, I may throw in the mainstream joint if I do so feel like it. And also, tonight, we're talking the video of D Feel Good and his XY movement. This artist, he's right around in lipstick, wearing tights, and he's swearing he's not gay. His girlfriend saw my face, share lipstick. If you've seen it, call us up 347-857-4302. Like I said, we're going to just get into some tracks, pay some bills, and all that good stuff. But as you already know, it's pregame radio, and you can be anywhere else, but you're here, so good looking out, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
It has come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space.
The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Evil factors, demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after, and to the earth from the sun through triple darkness to blaster with a force that can't be compared to any firepower, for its mind power shared. The brainwave causes vessels to circulate like constellations reflect at night off the lake. Word to the father and mother earth, seeking everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe, and watch another sea cycle pulling my peeps to the curb. Heed the word, it's like ghetto-style proverbs. The righteous pay a sacrifice to get what they deserve. Cannot afford to be confined to a cell. Brainwaves swell, turning a desert to a well. Experience the best teacher. Fossil spray like street sweepers. Little daddy street preacher. Illustrious teacher, narrator you select. Accompanied by Deck plus the DJ you respect. The 7.5 combined over the front line. The 10%ers promoting slander in the airtime. Bear in mind, jewels be the tools of the trade. Sharp blades, heavenly praise, and dues are paid. Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
Yeah, I leave scientists mentally scarred. Triple extra large, wild like rock stars who smash guitars. Poison bars from the guards, bust holes in your mirage. And catch a charge, shake them down like the riot squad. Invade your zone, ruin like ancient Rome. I span the universe to return to earth to claim my throne. The maker, owner, plus soul controller. Ayatollah rest in the sky, the clouds my sofa. Stand like colossus, regardless to whom or what. Numerous attempts in my life, so who to trust? Who but us? Supplier with the fire, the burning truth. 150 absolute proof on the mic, like Moses spoke in Golden Squad. Survivor of the oldest tribe whose soldiers die. I know the five families, we shed tears and mourn. But our hands are on the ammo, cause the battle's still on. Sound the horn, we come rumbling through the function. Precise laser beam techniques to touch something. When we die hard, they build a monument to honor us with. Humongous effect in the world, we could have conquered it.
Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down. Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
Make them skin cry, my robot be good, but she don't think I deserve a bye.
from the dust, you know them, them a chatter, man a chatter, and I got a lot of power, well, just them if I go on, my rap fly like sound, make them a forget chatter,
said it's all the sweetest time,
no funker get murder, I only just pick up the DMX and I do,
enjoy the killing time,
that matter damn pepper, Mr. Pepper, I'm a blocky sucker dog for me,
say, I'll jump to you, me while you're gonna die, you get a pay up a stick as a party,
not die,
make some skin fry, my rap be blue, I pass it out in a discover, bye bye bye. Don't tell you me why you all your
gun die.
Don't tell me your party cause I'm about to not try. Make this in crime, I show up people. But you don't tell me this, bye bye bye.
Here comes the boom, here comes the boom. Here comes the boom, here comes the boom. Here comes the boom, here comes the boom. Here comes the boom, here comes the boom.
When do the coffee day and the beat ya? Like a spiritual left and feel it ya. We keep going on and on and on. Pull them body ya wood up like
yo, 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 well. So make them know we got a shooting gallery. Killing is fun and we no need not a salary. Pull up at the Amazon and body can't follow it. And we no owe no apology.
Yo.
Well, as it more crimes, the war crimes, more times. In the war times, we wait for four times. You know what's happening, and I'm such a madman, bad man. But the boom, you never had man. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom, 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 here comes the boom.
I'll answer you, me while you're your gun tie. No, get up here, you're pussy, cause I'm pussy, not dry. Make the skin dry, my robot be fly. Plus you don't think I deserve, bye-bye-bye. I'll answer you, me while you're your gun tie. No, get up here, you're pussy, cause I'm pussy, not dry. Make the skin dry, my robot be fly. Plus you don't think I deserve, bye-bye-bye.
Here comes the boom, here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom, 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 here comes the boom.
Make some noise and just jump down.
Yeah, we're back on pregame radio, as you see, kind of amped, kind of, you know. And also, we got, I forgot to mention in the beginning, we got a new Baltimore Sun that we'll be blasting off tonight, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm ready to tear it up, tear it down even. You know, I might even do both, tear it up and tear it down, because it's pregame radio. We rocking for the weekend. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. We're still going to get into this D-Feel Good from Dallas, wearing lipstick and wearing tights, talking about it's the XY movement. It's pregame radio going down tonight on Saturday, you know what I'm saying? And I'm holding the fort, doing the damn thing. Hit me up, 347-857-4302. Hit me on Twitter, at Brooklyn Black, or pregame_radio. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what's popping. Shout out to everybody on the check-in in the chat room. Shout out to people in the call room. Just sitting there listening as I play all this good stuff. I keep y'all entertained. And I do what I do. All right, we come up on 3 anniversary, so, you know, be on the lookout for that show. Be on the lookout. Definitely do Twitter and do Facebook, because I'm going to release the ballots for pregame artists of the year. I'm going to start doing it by category, male, female, and just bust it out like that. So get your vote on. Right? Because also, too, you know, I'm linking up with people, and this pregame radio mixtape is going to be in the works. And I got enough from all the artists, and I got enough support. I can do 3 mixtapes, all right? So, looking back, Black is about to be real busy. And we're about to get it popping. And it's all thanks to you. So let's keep it all about you guys. Keep the folks coming. Keep the tweets, the Facebook updates, and all that stuff coming. But like I said, let's tear it down real quick. Mo Butter featuring D. Dave on pregame radio. Shout out to Big Boy Management.
The Council.
Motherfuckers hating, see your ass living pretty. I know your life is hard, bitch. Suck a tough city, tell them.
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down, I'ma tear it down.
I'm rapping for my state, getting money in my city. You're stacking up your ones, but I'm stacking up a million, tell them.
I'ma tear it down, I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down, I'ma tear it down, down.
Yeah, surf's up. Calabunga, I'm a wave runner, I'm a wave runner, I bring the thunder to your chest, make it look like spaghetti, party time, lots of confetti, I go hard, nigga, I go ham, rock a Bentley on my wrist, money tall as Abraham, I get the party swerving, I'm a money maker, shut up, bitch, I make it rain, I'm getting paper.
Motherfuckers hate to see your ass living pretty, I know your life is hard, bitch, suck a tough city, tell them.
I'ma tear it down, I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down, I'ma tear it down.
I'm rapping for my state, getting money in my city. You're stacking up your ones, but I'm stacking up a minute, tell them.
I'ma tear it down, I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down, I'ma tear it down, 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 down.
You're not a gangster, that's not a hood. That's just a brick building, a dirty neighborhood. I put on for my city, then the love turned to hate. So I learned from D. Dave and said, fuck it, I ain't great. Cause in 2009 wasn't many rap bitches. But since I stepped in and showed them how to win, now let's give a round of applause for 3 new rap bitches that I just burned.
Motherfuckers hate to see your ass living pretty. I know your life is hard, bitch. Suck a tough city, tell them.
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
I'm rapping for my state, getting money in my city. Stacking up your ones, but I'm stacking up a million.
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma
tear it down, man. And these days I step, boy. I'm not one to brag, but fuck it, I'm the best, dog. The name is EJ, and I'm a bad motherfucker. So I gotta turn it up for my sister, Mo Butter. CC, what's poppin'? Poppin' what it is. Shout out to my nigga Bishop. Shout out to my nigga Rick. And you know I'm from the act, so you know I go to work, bruh. Homie, for them chicks, I get you car and Kimber Walker.
Motherfuckers hate to see your ass living pretty. I know your life is hard, bitch. Suck a tough city, tell them.
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
I'm rapping for my state, getting money in my city. Stacking up your ones, but I'm stacking up a minute. Tell them
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. Down, down, down.
Yeah, now you see I just tore it down. Now I'm about to tear it up. H squared, Deuce to Purvis, Slid, Gangsta, and Duck. We in the building. It's Free Game Radio.
Inside, outside, no sides, outside,
it's your boy Cashmere, and you are now chilling out on Pregame Radio with your boy Brooklyn Black. TCA, stand up. Cash Administration, what's happening? Brooklyn all day. I'm from Brooklyn, he from Brooklyn, so you know how we do. We go animal people. Nah, y'all check it out, man. You on Pregame Radio, man. Y'all check out good music, good hosts, good people, lovely environment. So here you go, pregame radio. Yo, Black, throw one of my joints on, man, and let them know pregame. We pregame ready. Uno.
Yeah, we're back. Pregame radio, 347-857-4302. Here's the number. Hit us up. D feel good coming out of Texas. What the fuck? Yo, it really is androgynous rat, the direction hip-hop's going, is that the territory with? Is that what, you know, we want the children to do now? Don't get it twisted. We are, you know, our pregame, we are not like gay match. Hey, whatever your orientation is, you do what you do. We respect it. If you like it, we love it. It is what it is. But come on now. You're going to be wearing lipstick and tights and all that, and then you're going to swear you're not this way. And then you got some girl who seems just as confused as you are on tape. Talk about y'all share lipstick. Come on, son. Like, seriously, like, it's redundant. Like, why are you doing, like, yo, if you are, if, yo, if you're gay, yo, come out and do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Lil B did it, you know. Not really sure where his career is at, you know, if it took off or if it came to stand still once he came out. But, you know, he was real about it. He, you know, he's gay. It is what it is. But don't come out with lipstick and be wearing spandex or interviews, you up in the back of your thighs as you sitting, like, come on, son. Like, fit it, like, come on. You ain't even gotta.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Like, just be real with this stuff, man. Like, just, you know, but people, what are your thoughts? 347-857-4302. I'll be also checking your responses from Facebook and Twitter as we keep going on with the night. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, it is what it is, I guess. But check it out. I'm about to get into some, let's see. Let's get into some Amy Miller. Big shout out to her. She came through. It was a good thing, good show. This is her and Ying Yang Twins, Fever, on pregame radio. Let us know what y'all doing this week. What you doing tonight? Where y'all headed to? Shout out to everyone who was at Oceana for the Guy Rich party last night. And shout out to everybody who was out with Lady Steel and Occupy Brownsville Stop the Violence Movement today. And shout out to everybody who's going to be occupying GameStop Monday night for Call of Duty. All right, but here we go. Amy Miller, Fever with the Yin Yang Twins on pregame radio.
Man, 97.9 The Block, hard by the night. You know what it is, man. Kicking it for my girl, Amy Miller, $1.99, the mixtape. Super duper jamming, man. You know, turn it all the way up. Hey, man, don't hold back on these old assholes, man. Drop some of that heat, man. Drop some of that shit. All they ass is going down just like that, man. Y'all keep it locked down, 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 the mix thing. Follow me on Twitter at GaddyKOTPI. Let's get it.
Give her a thermometer. I called the doctor and the doctor said,
give her two nights and send her to bed.
Give her some headache medicine. You tired, girl? No. My freaky dicky mama sees her down to do it all. And she loves coming in for checkups. From my shoulders down to her neck up. She know what she doing, baby. She love to ride and throw it back. Yee haw with the cowgirl hat.
What you know about that?
Let me hit it from the back. Pulling the hair and long strokes. Smacking the ass like the 808. Go boom, boom, boom. Hot in the motherfucker, sweating off in this room. Boom, boom. The love when I give her a fever. But I'm always there and I'm down for you. But you see, I ain't going nowhere. I'ma hold you tighter.
I'm not a threat. Yeah, they got that flame. I'ma set fire when you yell my name. Upside down like a bat, swing with a bat, then I melt down.
I'll
Yeah, we're back, Pregame Radio. I had to slow it down for a little bit. For those just tuning in, we got the one topic going down. If you guys have been on World Star Hip Hop, Facebook, Twitter the past couple of days, you already know this artist out of Dallas, D. Feelgood, who started something called the XY Movement, where it seems like he's trying to bring androgynism to hip hop. For those who are unfamiliar with androgynism, think back to the 80s, Boy George and Prince, and, you know, how they dressed and wore makeup and things like that. Like, the dude's wearing lipstick, and he's wearing spandex, and he swear he's not gay. He even got his girlfriend on the interview looking confused as all hell, talking about we share lipstick. And, no, he's not gay. He's really into me. He's just doing this as a movement. I don't know. Ed, what do you think?
I think that this is the world we live in, son. Anything and everything that's possible that could happen is going to fucking happen. I mean, it was just a matter of time, really. Really, I mean, now that, especially in a state like New York, where gay marriage is legal, and you have so many people, I guess, just like crossing the line. Nowadays, sometimes you got to look twice. You don't know if it's a chick, if it's a dude. I myself would not partake in that particular movement, but I'm sure he's going to get some followers. I'm sure he's going to have some people that's going to be down with that shit. That shit is crazy. Actually, I haven't seen it yet. Somebody needs to send me a link or something. I haven't seen it yet. I need to see for myself.
All right. I'll definitely work on that. But also, you know, what's a good thing is we got I got a brand new Baltimore Sun. I'm going to premiere in a little bit.
All right. Yeah.
You know, so I'm hot off the presses. And of course, just like Baltimore Sun did, all the artists, just send me something, pregameradio@gmail.com. Of course, I'll get back to you. We'll set something up, get you on the show. And you know, and if you get into like your stuff, you're the man. Or the woman. Or, you know, or the group, or whatever type of outfit you and your peoples are. But hit us up. We get to this new Baltimore Sun joint, Do It For Hip Hop. Big shout out to Baltimore Sun, everybody involved in his movie. Big shout out to Baltimore, period. Maryland, they have you on the check, and we're pregame radio. And we'll be right back.
Everything I do it for hip-hop, for fame. I never act strange, change
Russian bull roar with the meanest hot bars. Love her when I'm gone, I might mean a lot more. Cause my mom raised a legend like a Phoenix shot core. I'm finally realizing what it means to shock y'all. When I drop bars, I stop y'all like the scene is blocked off. I know you might be thinking y'all have seen them pop off, but I'm shining over negativity, my pops gone. I value life now, the music is all in the mix. Rappers are not true hip hop, stop calling them this. I'm new to tell you they ain't heard that you are artists, do it harder than this. I'm just a part of the fix for real. In the new year, let's take it to the tip top. Like to see your head nod to let me know my hits rock. The sun will never flip flop, I never say I went pop. Everything I do it for hip hop. And now I'm rocking from the hooks to the ball. Came from nothing, now look, I'm a star. The crooks in the bars, to see I never went pop. Everything I do it for hip hop. More and more sun, more sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was the brand new Baltimore Sun, who never, you know, comes anyway but correct here on pregame. It's a big shout out to the homie. Baltimore Sun, what's good, man?
What's good, man? What's good?
Yeah, man, we chilling,
man.
I like the new track.
In the truck. I just called in. I'm up in the city now. They had the Baltimore Crown Awards the night, so me and the wife had went out, and we just got in the truck. As soon as I got in the truck, I went ahead and dialed y'all up, man. So, you know, like I said, you know, I had fell off for a minute. You know, I've been taking care of work and family and stuff, so I need to get back on top of my game. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the new track sounds good. I like it.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's my man over in Russia, too, for real. All
right.
I appreciate that.
No doubt, if I didn't like it, I would definitely tell you.
Thank you.
Now, have you heard about this artist in Texas wearing lipstick and tights?
Well, I've seen I don't patronize World Star. I don't go to World Star at all. But
me neither.
I don't do it at all. I think they should stop calling the World Star hip hop and just call it World Star videos, because it really has nothing to do with hip hop.
True indeed.
You know what I'm saying? But I have seen the post, like, on Facebook. If it's the thing I'm thinking, I see the thumbnail with a little boy got lipstick on or something.
Yeah.
But I've never clicked on it, man. I ain't even wasting my time to see what they were even talking about. Like, I think they said he was the boy Little B, right?
I believe that's the thing, Baby Jesus or something.
That's one of his
totally different direction, you know. I didn't even click on it, man. He's trying to, you know, bring the whole androgynous thing to hip hop. You know, now you being a hip hop artist, you know.
Hey, Boy George didn't do hip hop though. That's that rock and roll. That's like some other you on drugs, dope, dope, spaced out type of stuff, man. I ain't going to go see no rapper with lipstick on. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? They talking about Kanye because he walking around in his black leather skirt.
Oh, word?
Yeah, he just did the show in Baltimore. He had the black leather skirt on.
Did he have pants on under it?
Come on, CD.
Yeah, so they talking about him. But I'm not with it, man. I know people try to make fashion statements and they try to do their own thing to get the notoriety and the recognition, but at the end of the day, how could you look yourself in the mirror?
Yeah, some shit just ain't true.
You know?
Exactly. Like, how could you call yourself a hip-hop artist and you got lipstick and spandex on and then your girl's talking about we share the same lipstick? What the hell?
I mean, it's a publicity stunt, right? When that wears off, what do you have? You might get the first month and a half, everybody hitting you, checking out, see what your music sound like. I understand that. But after that, then what? You know?
I just say, why even come out with that angle? Like, you know, if they don't take
because
you as
ain't nobody you else doing it right now. Ain't nobody else doing it right now. Niggas is trying to come up with some shit that nobody else is doing.
Yeah.
I mean, really, who's doing it?
There's ways to be creative and not be a fool, though.
And true indeed. Or make yourself look foolish, period.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Hey, but yeah, I'm definitely working on Brooklyn Black. You know, I had to shoot you that joint, man, because it's been a while since I did something new, and that's really, like, hot off the press. I just laid that joint on Thursday. It's produced by my man Beatmaker Beat over in Russia, so I'm working on a new project, another solo album. I got a couple things lined up, but I think that's my priority right now. And I'm going to get with you, too, because I know you know a lot of hot artists. I'm doing a joint venture with this media company over in the U.K., where we putting out mixtapes. It's going to be like half U.S., half U.K. So they letting me submit the talent. They letting me submit the talent on the U.S. end. And we just put the first mixtape out on Wednesday. You know what I mean? So right now I just went with a few of my people that I mess with in Baltimore who was able to get on there. But I'm definitely going to reach out to, you know, the unsigned community and the people that show me love. So we'll rap more about that, you know.
Yes, most definitely, and of course, you know, Pre-Game Radio, we'll always, you know, do what we can to get the projects going. You're already working on a new album, History of Autobiography of Baltimore Sons, doing pretty well.
I'm still getting like now, because I'm just getting out. Like, I wasn't nominated for any type of award this year. You know, I'm just getting my name out in the Baltimore scene since I've been gone, you know, overseas for so long. But I did what I set out to do this year. I dropped the album. People were starting to know the name. I introduced myself now, and they're like, oh, yeah, you Baltimore son. So 2012, that's why I set on the hook. In the new year, let's take it to the top. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do it like that this year.
347-857-4302 is the number. Baltimore Sons in the building. It's Pre-Game Radio. Everybody's here rocking. Matter of fact, we're going to get into another Baltimore Sun track. This is Matter to the Game. Hit us up, and we'll be right back.
USA, what up? This is Kelvin from Vision Breaks, producing team Germany Overseas. You're checking out my man Baltimore Sun in this album History. This is the real hip hop joint. This is how it should be. Peace.
Turn my mic on, in the instant recite songs, I write songs, nigga tell a minute my life's gone, before it's ended, hope I get a minute to write wrongs, and make amends with friends that ended a tight bond, that's why I write songs, without a gimmick to bite on, critics even admit it, that the image is right on, the stage on the track is just the fact that I'm nice on, think I'm leaving it while I'm still breathing, you're quite wrong, I'm about to blow you like a pipe bomb, and grip the mic tight like a python, tell I get white palms, I know a few brothers just like Dawn. When the night's wrong, they go to war with the pipes drawn. They hustle too, cannot stand cops, so they like cons. Me, I just run with hip-hop, I'm an icon. Can carry body more, cause my shoulders is tight strong. I'm married to the game, Uncle Ben throw the right song, and it's on.
We married to the game, Baltimore, connecting with Germany. We're taking it international, man, we're worldwide on this one. Yeah.
Hey, yo, I'm one of a kind, plus I'm one of the best. That hungry like Mike Vicks Pitts. One of his pets that ain't ate in a while, so I'm ready to bite their head off of any mic, cause I'm hungry for flesh. The sun is back in the run, if you want in a guess, and yes, the beast from the east is still running the west. I just next all of my exes that was wanting the sex. I'm only focused on rhyme now, and I'm wanting them checks. You'll be a mess trying to guess how I'm coming so fresh. Hip hop flow through my veins and it run in my chest. You'll feel the rhythm of my breath when it comes from my breath. I take the soul of every beat and make it home in my flesh. The sun is destined to shine, if you wantin' to bet on my line, it's spots of time you trying to invest. I'm so divine when I rhyme, cause I'm one of the blessed, and I'ma spit it to my death, cause I'm one of the best, and that's real.
Baltimore Sun, we shining over negativity. I'm almost at that finish line, I can feel it, but it still feel like it's so far.
You know that? Let me explain, my name's the game. Shit, the sun that got married to the game. Now the game has changed. Too many lames trying to claim a name that rang is strange. They start sipping cane and they blame the fame. It's a shame if you claim that I'm playing.
saying temptations, spraying flames, and I stay saying amazing things. Whoa, these whack copycats and rap stay changing lanes. Ain't enough change in the game to make me change a thing. But if I had to choose, for sure I'd change my name. Instead of Body Moore now, call me Blazing Flames. Just be glad I'm in the booth, paraphrasing pain. Ain't on the stoop, raising, aiming, blazing flames. They wanna know why I reign supreme, cause my shit's been banging since the days of games. Think about it.
I don't know how else to say it, man, but I'm married to the game, you feel me?
Married to the game.
I take hip-hop so serious, man, that I can't even begin to explain to you how I feel about my music, how passionate I am about my grind. Took this one all the way over to Germany. Calson, what's up?
Vision Breaks.
We getting it in, man.
Getting it in.
Holla ass, holla.
Just remember, we be representing together.
Keep it real.
And the games is what I'm after.
Music's where my heart is, so I put my soul in it.
Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Yeah, this is the Baltimore Sun, man. And I say
plenty of dudes out here inking deals, and they lose sight of reality.
Keep it real, man.
They lose sight of the people that was down with them in the trenches, you know? New friends, new hands, new shows. But when the money gone, the people gone too, you know? Then you're gonna come back to those people that was once down. But those familiar faces gonna turn them around. They only want you while you hot, baby.
That's the truth, man.
Please believe me.
That shit happens so many times.
Cause a dude don't got a deal. Don't make him the real deal.
Yeah, we're back, pregame radio. That's a little Baltimore 7 medley there. Brooklyn Black Ebb in the building. As I guess as far as the B feel good thing goes, if you know, like Ebb said, it whatever is possible, whatever can be thought of is happening, and if you guys want to support that, knock yourself out. But I won't be over here. I won't be surprised if I'm happy bumping the nigga single next week.
Listen, look. See, this is the thing. It's not even, I don't even know why they're calling it androgynous hip-hop. It seems to really have nothing to do with the music more as getting attention brought to oneself. Like, you know, look at me over here. This is what I'm doing. I'm different, and you should like it because I'm different. I'm sure when they make it to 106 and Park, because, you know, BET is going to have their ass up there pronto. But when they make it to 106 and Park, you know, they're going to say, oh, we're doing this for the kids that, you know, feel like they don't fit in or feel like this, that, and the third or whatever. And that's really bullshit. It's just about marketing toys, and it's about brands now. It stopped being about music a long time ago, you know?
Right, because if you know,
it's not good music, fine. You know what? We don't have to endorse their particular style. But I mean, real quick, because they, you know, somebody out of that camp, out of the androgynous camp, comes up with some good music, then you know we need to play that. We need to play it. You know.
Now, but wouldn't that whole, you know, the whole the image thing, regardless whether they come out with good music or bad music, that's still going to overshadow whatever they're coming out with. Because that's all we're going to do. Bro, that's the camp dude wearing lipstick and spandex. Like, that's all.
But see, that to me, you're talking to someone who grew up with 80s musical taste, and that's all those guys wore. Like you mentioned, Prince and Jesse Johnson and that other dude that was with Andre Simone. That's what these guys did. They wore eyeliner. They wore gloss. But they were masculine in what they did. Now remember, Dave Chappelle. It was the shirts against the blouses, and the blouses fucked them up. So we can't really predict how this is going to go. And somebody, believe it or not, somewhere in the world is going to be entertained by this, and they're going to support it.
Like I said, with the whole thing, is, you know, you take it how you want it. Me personally, like I said, I wouldn't offhand, like it, I would have to hear it and then not know it was them to be like, oh, okay.
And that's probably how it's going to happen. You're going to hear some shit, and you're going to be like, oh, shit, that's hot. And then when you look, you're going to see a bunch of boys with their eyebrows penciled in and some matte lipstick and shit. And you're going to be like, damn. But that's the point of music. It's supposed to reach. It's supposed to speak to something else about. You know, it's supposed to speak to something else inside of you, not you taking the visual and then taking the music. It's the music first. Yo, you don't have to send me that link because I really need to see this motherfucker.
Just check your notifications. I'm 100% positive you got
something
about it. Yo,
son, the last thing you can tell me to do is check a damn Facebook notification. I turn my back for a minute, turn back around, there's 150 new notifications. So how about this? How about you tag me in the shit, which should make it a little easier for me
to
get
you. Yeah, like I said, you're tagged in it already.
You lying. I'm up here now, and I don't see no tags on
nothing.
All right, I'm going to have to keep
scrolling. Anyone listening who's on the computer, go to the pregame radio group. You guys will see if it's tagged in said post. Hey, I see I wasn't bullshit, but we're going to keep it Baltimore with this Big Joe Man of the Year joint, and we'll be right back on pregame radio.
Hey, even me. Even that.
Now give it up for the man of the year. I be damned if I'm done, yeah, the damage is clear. Yeah, right back on my Be More shit. And no one could do it better here before this. Just to be more rich, you gotta be more quick. Keeping up with the times just to see more shit. Now it's better than mine, I hit the rails and I grind it. What a flow, big dro, yeah, I float and I sail. You oughta know, yeah, I brag, yeah, I boast those sales. Lock your ass down hard with the bars, no bail. Threat the CAG, yeah, we do this for real. We don't do this to chill, we be moving for real. We so fly, shit, we take off and land in the air. We so high, I can take off and stand in the air. When I stand in the mirror, it appear to be clear. Y'all just a bunch of fruit, shit, bananas and pears. Yeah, I'm ready for the world, I don't plan to be scared. My game beside me, I never put my man in the rear. Yeah, everybody put your hands in the air. Make some motherfucking noise for the man of the year. Yeah.
Yeah, I did it on the man. Yeah, I said it on the man.
Right about now, man, I feel so incredible. So bow down, we all kings and we credible. You find out that my team's way ahead of you. So chow down, it's food for thought and it's edible. You're quite safe, if you move, what you better do. They might say you the best, but I'm better, dude. One of a kind style, I change like the weather do. You're lightweight, make you niggas move like a feather do. No wonder understand how good it really feels when your son say you're the man. Damn, I'm the man, they say I can't, but I can't be the man. Had the world in the palm of my hand, it's all in the plan. Unlimited everything, B.I.G. Dro, man, I get into everything. Yeah, you hear the flow, man, I'm sicker than everything. I'm married to this year, ain't no need for the wedding ring. Just give me the better things. Ha, I'm the man of the year, Big Dro. Know my name when I'm standing in the head. Mean flow, straight face, never land in a tear. True fear, salute my man, white sand on a tear. R.I.P. to those who for me, but damn, if you was here, then we could share the glory, be the man of the year. But this here, show me I'm the man every year. Yeah, I gave you the bone, but she ain't get the muscle, so I still feel strong. Shit, I made it through the struggle. Yeah, you hear my song, just a product of my hustle. King of my castle, and I don't need the hassle. On my high horse, levitate. Swinging the lasso, you'll see it before I graduate. Swinging the tassel, remove the robe. Throw the cap in the air, I made it. Three words, you should be happy to hear. You hate it, every day that's what I have in the head. You love to hate it, hate the love, and that was happening here. Man, it's no waiting, standing, no patience. What up, Doc? How the hell you gonna make it with no patience? No vacancy. From this point on, I'll be the greatest. Put your hands in the air for the man of the year. Yeah.
God damn it, I'm the man. Yeah, I said it, I'm the man. Hey, I'm the man of the year. Then put your hands in the air. Hey, God damn it, I'm the man. Yeah, I said it, I'm the man. Hey, I'm the man of the year. You feel what I feel? Put your hands in the air. Yeah, God damn it, I'm the man. Yeah, I said it, I'm the man. Hey, I'm the man of the year. If you feel how I feel, put your hands in the air. Yeah.
T.A. is the gang, is the gang, is the gang.
Cold
wonderful feeling to be alive. I can't explain this feeling, I can't describe it. It's like I'm high and I can't come down. It's like I'm flying with my feet on the ground. My feet on the ground. Oh, what a wonderful feeling to be alive. I can't explain this feeling, I can't describe it. It's like I'm high and I can't come down. Feels like I'm flying with my feet on the ground. My feet on the ground. Yeah, I got them planted on the Hong Kong. I love living, it's such a great feeling. It's just like I'm dreaming, but I'm wide awake. Look in my eyes, can't deny my fate. Besides, I'm great, I can't take it. I'm here for a reason. Despite the odds, I'm gonna make it even though the road I chose is kinda narrow. I keep it pushing, keep my eyes on the sparrow. Filled with precision, flow sharp like an arrow. And see your blessing inserting your bone marrow. Yeah, now you feel me, you gotta do more than hear me. So clearly I speak, speak the soul I reach. And get deep by creeps, creep, release these demons. Manifest on my words, and please take heed and live like fear, death can't be cheated. I love being here, what a wonderful feeling. Oh, what a wonderful feeling to be alive. I can't explain this feeling, I can't describe it. Feels like I'm high and I can't come down. It's like I'm flying with my feet on the ground. My feet on the ground. Oh, what a wonderful feeling to be alive. I can't explain this feeling, I can't describe it. It's like I'm high and I can't come down. Feels like I'm flying with my feet on the ground. My feet on the ground.
Lucifer, Lucifer, leave me alone. Should I take my life with this life I own?
Nope.
Yeah, I admit my past was tight, ugly. So you must learn only God could judge me. Oh, what a wonderful feeling, me escaping death. So many times, my niggas, I cherish every breath. I used to split, but now I'm glued to my chest. Now I don't wanna get shot and go in cardiac arrest. Wanna hit my next world looking like a bloody mess. Picture so vivid in my mind, should I stay the rest? Nah, that's why I changed my ways to realize fools hate on the fact I got paid. I'm young, I'm black, so fresh and wise. Catch a glimpse of my soul if you look through my eyes. Quit staring at the red, just see in my eyes. But I ain't worried about you, thank God I'm alive. I'm saying,
oh, what a wonderful feeling to be alive. I can't explain this feeling, I can't describe it. Feels like I'm high and I can't come down. It's like I'm flying with my feet on the ground. My feet on the ground. Oh, what a wonderful feeling to be alive. I can't explain this feeling, I can't describe it. It's like I'm high and I can't come down. Feels like I'm flying with my feet on the ground. My feet on the ground.
Wonderful, beautiful, special, tight feeling.
My hands are gone, nothing but thanks I'm giving.
To see a new day got me on my knees praying.
Use my faith to move mountains out my way.
At the end of the day, no matter what I face, I do it so amazing, I'm blessed with His grace.
And I hope and pray I'll make it to heaven safe. Reflect on the choices made along the way. No regrets for my casualties. My Lord will carry me until the day that I'm gone and they bury me. I got one life to live, so I'ma live it. I'm reaching for the stars, yet the sky is my limit.
And you can see my footprints around the moon. I was destined for greatness, rise the wound. And oh, what a wonderful feeling to be alive. I enjoy this feeling better every time I'm feeling high.
Oh, what a wonderful feeling to be alive. I can't explain this feeling, I can't describe it. Just like I'm high and I can't come down. It's like I'm flying with my feet on the ground. My feet on the ground. Oh, what a wonderful feeling to be alive. I can't explain this feeling, I can't describe it. It's like I'm high and I can't come down. Feels like I'm flying with my feet on the ground. My feet on the ground.
Yes, we're back pre-game radio. That was some Maximus Prime Time featuring Punch Luke. Wonderful feeling. We're back in the building. Now, Ed, did you see where I tagged you in the post at?
No. No.
And that's your fault.
I'm having PC technical difficulties. Actually, I need to get this bitch upgraded. And, just getting that. It's shit up here from audience ago that needs to be deleted and shit to help this shit run faster. Plus, I got this Easter shit. So, yeah, I know. Wah, wah, wah. I know. So, just bear with me.
And also, too, I just peeped on the news. Niggas out there robbing the homeless like for real, son.
What do you mean they robbing the homeless? What are you talking about?
Like, they out there robbing the homeless.
Who's robbing homeless people?
If you ask me firsthand, I would say young kids are nothing better to do against people who they can't fight back or who won't report it, you know. shit like that. But
oh, that shit is fucked up, yo. How do you want it?
Motherfucker,
they homeless. They fucked up. Why would you do some dumb shit like that?
Like, you are around somebody who got 11 people and then go back home and they still out on the fucking street.
That's sad. You fucked up.
You know, to me, this shit makes no sense, but this is a 347-857-4302. We're here till and get you guys ready for the weekend. Don't forget, tonight, 2 o'clock, set your clocks back. So all the people out partying, you get an extra hour to party. All those who are sleeping late, you get an extra hour to sleep.
And all those at work, you get an extra hour to work.
Right, so make sure they pay you that extra hour. Because whatever it is you're doing tonight, you got an extra hour to do it. So whatever it is, have fun with that extra hour because you won't get it again until next year. All right. Of course, we got more music to go through. We got some more things. And also, shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody who's actually still out there. Wall Street, Oakland, L.A., who are just out there just making a stand. You know, they want changes in how the money's being dished out. They want changes how they're being paid. They want changes in the rates, Medicaid, all that. And they're just out there doing it. And like I said, I commend you. I respect you for it, especially now it's getting cold. And you guys are still out there heavy, strong. Actually, your numbers are multiplying. But I will be occupying GameStop on Monday. And so a whole lot of
Monday, people. Son. I thought Sunday was the day, son.
Well, no, it's going to come out on the 8th. So Monday night, anybody with a video game console will be occupying the GameStop, Best Buy, Walmart, just to get their hands on that new stuff. But let's see, let's get into some ad favorites. We'll be right back on Free Game Radio.
Trafficking, street dope, I got us. Excuse me, homie, no matter of fact, excuse you. It's the classic Harlem shit, something to get used to. I get money and yes, I get fresh too. TGO, the new version of the Get Fresh crew. And it's nothing new, yeah, my money been stacking up. Walk in the club, pop a bottle, girls back it up. You had your run, now you're done, nigga, pack it up. We don't chase money, nah, money chase after us. That's what's up, yeah, dogs, I'm about my money, man. Take it back through the wild border, running main. Niggas like free throw, you going crazy. Fuck your niggas thought I was born in the 80s. Product of the hood, Harlem streets unraised. When you get caught with the work, you still fuck you pay me. If it's not a CD, now you ain't gon' play me. TGO is the army, better yet, we the Navy. I style with no effort just to say it for the record. You ain't gotta like it, but I guarantee you will respect it. Closing ace to what was covering the necklace. Gotta thank the Lord for swag, something I was blessed with.
6 minutes.
Freak, so you're on. Let's go 80s on the mean and take it back to Grimm's Red Star, Bowie jacket, courtesy of Dapper Dan. You ain't know I get busy, better action, man. Trying to get money now, that sounds like a plan. I could take a brick of some pure cocaine, turn it into four finger rings in a rope chain. 40 below boots on, you're not hot, you're lukewarm. My team on steroids, in other words, we too strong. Coming out of Harlem front on who I beg your pardon. You ain't good for nada, bet your father wish you used a condom. I'm just here to get money, you can have a start on this shit so easy. Why? Cause I'm a fucking problem.
How we doing it? It's that new Usher. Money Biz. Y'all niggas catch up. Yeah, man. Bangladesh. U.S. S. Doc. We don't stop.
wanna take his boat tanning out in DR. Yo. A week later, eating mangoes out in PR. Okay. I call her Marriott, yeah, she a five star. She seems so close, but she's so far. How about some breakfast? If not, we can do lunch. Forget lunch, baby girl, you can be brunch. You look better than some OJ and Rose. Eggs over easy, damn, I need her body.
No remorse.
She's killing me with it. Just a problem that I can't put down. Every
Usher.
Time.
Fuego. Yeah.
She can tell I got something that can be all up in my
brain. I get it in.
She don't know what she do to me. Girl, this ain't new to me. The way you move them buns make me wanna be the brutally. See me in that BM, don't like per diem. Keep it on the hush, just tweet me in a DM. Drug free, I don't fuck with the ex. And I'm trauma free, I don't fuck with my ex. Twit pick, damn, you look tough in that dress. And if you play your cards right, I might fuck with you next.
Mickey and Ellery. I don't know why I love my
mama so fly, stand out like a polka dot bow tie. So sexy, I hope she let me beat it up and put it on like a plain dress.
Yes, well, I'm at pregame radio. Just a reminder, don't forget to tune in to one of our spinners here at pregame radio is doing real well. Pregame radio presents Real Talk with Lucky Me. Shout out to UNL, Myra, New York, who they keep it funky with the topics. And they just go in and they just wild out. Nice way to start the week off with the madness and mayhem coming out of upstate New York. So big shout out to them up there. And also, of course, we'll be back next Friday and Saturday, 11 to 1, doing the damn thing. And like I said, I will start this week releasing the ballots, the list, the nominees for pregame artists of the year, male, female, and also group. I believe we have enough to do a group. If not, we'll just split them up and put them in male, female categories, however they may lay. 347-857-4302 is the number. Just hit us up. You know, and we'll be in the building. Big shout out to the homegirl, Jazz the Rapper. She does her thing. And we're going to get into one of her tracks right now. This is I'm a Boss on Pregame Radio.
Yeah. It's Jazz. And hi, Dustin.
See, I've been chilling, trying to stay low. Still stacking that dough. How they see me, say what's up, so love. But that don't mean they know. I hold they knows I does this, but they love me, and you know why. Bars on deck, I got them all drunk on this boat ride. Cause see, I'm wavy now. Though I know you're hurting me. You say I'm mad corny, but those words are never hurting me. For every hater, I got their fans that's busy quoting me. My name in your mouth shows I'm relevant. You notice me. I'm killing with that Meek Millie flow. Really, though. Shorty think they competition, I don't mind these silly hoes. It kills me though, y'all know my slogan. Every day is grind pay. Work hard day and night, don't care what time stays. Now on Twitter and YouTube, but started off from my face. Comments on pages, now look at the grind that it's time made. Niggas use the same game, I'm like, for real, yo. He said he wanna wipe me up, he gotta chill though. I'm married to them dead white men, I got a sick fetish. Don't holler if you holding cash, you better get credit. About to have the game on lock, I need to get dreaded. Cropping fake hoes out with Photoshop, give them a quick edit. If I ain't been said it, what? Yo, I does this. Don't ask exactly what this that I do, it's no discussing. I'm sorry if you're not used to me yet, just get adjusted. Like, bob your head and listen with that face that looks disgusted. My pocket's fat, so till they sing, I will not stop. I see you looking at everything that I got. Oh, you mad cause you broke and you cannot cop. It's no joke, you playing with them numbers. This ain't hot, got swag, it's just top notch. Hey, okay, messing with a lame is Chris Brown, ain't no way. Like alarm clock,
what's up,
bitch, I go off. Grind pays, ho, and hard work the cost. Said I go off, said I go off. Grind pays, so and hard work the cost.
It's real talk, too.
It's Jazz, and I'm my husband.
Yeah, you
bitching again. I'm not surprised. I'm the wackest nigga walking the way I look in your eyes. I'm a fucking joke according to the shit that you saying. But what's really worse, me for being this way or you for staying? And you ain't exactly the picture perfect partner yourself. If it wasn't for me, you'd be by your goddamn self. I'm the one that play Captain Saber when that nigga you favored over me signed another hole of score and made a layup. Duke was raping your bank accounts, copping pills and J's while your lights was out. Rent wasn't paid, but I'm the lame. You stay popping shit, honestly, yo, it's making me sick. Listen to your friends when they all want to pick Nick on his dick. You trust their words more than mine, and I told you them hoes trifling. That chick Tasha cheated on a man, sucking nice to him, and this is who you listen to. No wonder you fucking miserable. Count my face with that bullshit, yo, I'm sick of you.
Yes, we're live back pregame radio. That was the co-op. Big shout out to them, Monet Stacks and the motherfucking Rapture. Love you always, and I'll give them a big shout out. They, you know, they doing a thing, husband and wife, and they raising kids and making music. You know, you gotta respect a power couple like that. You know, they can work together and live together, and you know, still make it work and still make it funky. 347-857-4302 is the number. We are here at pregame radio, getting ready to, you know, wind things down. We got about 30 minutes left, but, you know, 30 minutes comes and goes real quick. Once again, don't forget to set your clocks back at 2 a.m. All right, so at 1:59, it's going to jump back to 1 o'clock on your cable boxes, so don't flip out. Just, you know, set your watches back, and, of course, your cell phones do it automatically. So don't worry about it. You guys will be taken care of. Hit me up on Twitter at Brooklyn Black. Of course, you can follow the show pregame_radio. Artists, send me your email, your trash to press kits, pregameradio@gmail.com. And as you heard, pregame radio, we do a lot of work with people. We cross international waters. So we'll be working with a Baltimore Sun and his UK project. And also, we'll be working, doing something with Warner Brothers Universal through GX Media, MFRS. It's a whole lot of big stuff going on during the end of the year and in the beginning of 2012, also for Free Game Radio. So definitely keep rocking with us. You know, keep supporting, keep following, and you'll know what's up, and you guys will be kept up to date. And despite what happens, you know, we'll still be here and still bring you the best. So all you artists that haven't been heard yet, hit me up. If, you know, you artists, you've been on the show and you got new tracks, of course, hit me up. You know, send me that stuff, especially if, you know, we really like your tracks and we want you to come back, then, you know, do that. Hit us up. Let's take it down south for a minute. Belly B's your pregame radio. We will be right back.
Yeah, man, you have been setting the club with a nigga ass and all that old bitch, nigga. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't understand what the fuck going on, nigga. You feel me? So fuck this nigga up.
Running, 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 go some bitch ass niggas mouth. Martha, y'all put from a preservative in the south. You hating on a nigga, cause I don't thought of them big. Fuck around and make me split your pussy ass wig. I'm steady getting paid, you steady being broke. You wanna boot up on me, but you looking like a joke. Not gonna walk with me, change your eyes and your eyes. Cause all you gonna do is call them cops and your cops.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I
done lost my mind. Step out of the car when I lost my pine. Nigga hit the parking lot one more time. Boy, I got the fucking so the shots off line.
Wow.
Running up on me, that shit gets scary. I feel you with hollow. Somebody gon' bury your man. I'm about to come clear this little area. Call all your niggas so they can come bury you. Send me automatic and a glass for the cops. Be the whole down, bitch, drop some rocks. Security still gon' let us in. Plus, we coming with pills and gin. Looking for a dime with some female friends. But all she had was a Mexican. Who's a Mexican with some sex skin? Sipping Remy Martin, babe, I beg your pardon. So she called her friends and we called her in. But they all got men, so we start again. Fucked up, so the wall started to spin. Put the whole shots in the halls again.
Hey, DJ, won't you play that song? To keep the niggas shooting the parking lot up all night long. Your niggas fucking, they playing that role. I leave them hanging out, they ride by the full of bullet holes. You bout that bug in, you bout that cow feeling. Nigga, I feel like feeling whatever you feeling. You bout that bug in, you bout that cow feeling. Nigga, I feel like feeling whatever you feeling.
Click, click, Duffy. You know I'm in this bitch. 100 grand off the top. Man, I'm smoking on that shit. Man, I'm nucking, bucking. You know that's always. I got my iron and my clip. We can do it all day. Man, you can get it for the low. Man, it's sick what I say. Go wax, pimp, boots, and boat it. We blow trees all day. Man, don't you come around. Man, we gon' hold it down. Pull up that perk 318. Man, we gon' say it down. Let mama be fine. So I'ma lay it down. They say, gully coming through, you know I keep around. I got 9 in the chamber, better duck round. I'm laying low on the cool, man, fuck your rounds. Big money, feeling heavyweight. My bag on your back, it might break your waist, nigga.
Shit, man, look at here, you know what I'm saying? All these niggas running their mouths, talking all that yap in the club, getting their motherfucking heads split. Bust up to the motherfucking white meat, you know what I'm saying? Nigga. Shit real out ya. One in the chamber. All fucking ready. And if you ain't ready, you better be ready. Nigga dope representer. All day, every day, nigga. And that's what's happening. It's on.
Yes, we're live back. Pre-game radio. It's your boy Brooklyn Black Abby in the background, chilling, doing the damn thing like she always does. Let's get to this call. The last four digits, 1048. What's good? You're live on the air.
It's the real Tasha D in the building. I had to come through. I got your message. I thought that was really interesting, but I had to stop through and, you know, do my little appearance real quick. But how you doing, baby?
You know, we had, you know, chilling. It's a nice, cool, relaxed night. So we're here just doing it, chilling. You know, I've been in the background doing what she do best.
Hey, Ab. I don't know if you're talking right now, but hey, Will.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Oh, life is getting better every day. That's all I'm going to say.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
Glad you called in. It's been a minute.
Yeah, I know. I have some stuff on my end, as usual, but everything's smoothing out. So hopefully I'll be able to put more focus on the pregame radio real soon, like real, real, real soon.
All right, babe. Listen, we here when you ready.
I already know y'all got my back, just like I got y'all's, you know, sometimes when I'm there on, you know, them days that end with wise.
Them days that come and go, we'll still be it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, but we did have a pretty entertaining, interesting show tonight. We covered the whole D-Phil.
The fuckery?
Yes, rappers wearing lipstick and stuff.
Sorry, I call that fuckery because, like, remember, how we had a conversation about this earlier, Brooklyn, you already know, and I've made a comparison to Little Richard.
Oh, yeah.
That is my comparison. I really don't even want to talk about it no more. It was disturbing. I posted on Facebook, like, what the fuck? What do you mean by we share lipstick? I'm sorry. Like, I can't share lipstick with my man. I was more mad at the girlfriend than anything. Like, I support him for being an individual, but I was just confused when she said, oh, we share lipstick. I was like, oh, okay. All right, then.
That's a little extra right there.
Yeah, that's not even a little extra. That's just beyond. That's like the Twilight Zone. We don't do that. I don't even wear lipstick like that, so you better not be wearing it.
Brooklyn, you heard that, right? Nola 60.
Whoa, what type of buffoonery is this?
That was a compliment. Think about it.
I know you are thinking, but I'm saying, what was the whole thing, me wearing lipstick even? Wow.
You wear lipstick? God, look, I'm no longer a member of Free Game Radio. I'm sorry. You know what? I take that back. You're no longer a member of Free Game Radio. You off the show. All right?
Words. You know what I'm saying? You come up here with that bullshit, I'm just going to look at you stupid. And
you ain't going to look at him stupid. You're going to whoop his ass because he's going to need his ass beat.
I don't even think I'm going to be able to recover from that. I'm going to have to go plant it down for a little while.
I just wonder if this dude wears women's underwear as well, because I was looking at his little tights in the video at the end when he walked away. He was rubbing the back of his thighs, which was so gay. And I want everybody to know I definitely support the LGBT community. I myself, we'll get into that another day. But I support that. But my thing is, don't try to be something you're not. But I really wonder if he wears women's underwear, because when I was looking at the end of the video, and he was like, I said he was rubbing the back of his thighs. It was kind of weird. But I noticed there was no underwear print. So my question was, I know he didn't go commando because his junk was well together in the front. So I'm going to assume that he either had on some really nice thin boy shorts, or he had a thong.
He had on
something underneath there. Whatever it was not a male garment. I know that for a fact. So I'm just curious, what did he wear under there? And if I ever had an opportunity to interview him, I would definitely ask him, what were you wearing underneath your jeggings? Because that's what they
were. Let's try and get him on the show.
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, we should get him on the show. I mean, there's a lot of questions.
The only thing, if we get him on the show, everybody has to be very diplomatic, including our callers. You know, you got to respect the guests.
No calling in.
I just want some answers, quite honestly, because I was confused when I was done. I'm not going to respect his girlfriend, though. I'm sorry, right? She just looks stupid in the video to me, personally. You know, but I respect whatever movement he has going on, and he has a reason behind it, but she honestly, I want to understand her more, too. I mean, I would love to have her on the show, too, because I would want to know what it's like to kiss a guy that has lipstick on his lips before you kiss him, not after. Like, I'm curious. Because that's something I'm not going to find out on my own.
I would assume since they share lipstick, like, no one would tell him out to trade off, because he already got it on and then she got it on, so.
But they were wearing two different shades in the video, so I wonder if they make a different color when they kiss her. I don't know. It's just new to me. I'm sure it's a little interesting for me to accept. Because I don't know if you guys remember those Boost Mobile commercials with Jermaine Dupri a couple years back.
No.
And there was the gay white rapper. And a lot of people were giving him heck. I was like, he's a good rapper, and you gay. That's fun. There's nothing wrong with that. My thing is, I need to identify with what it is you are. Like, I need a little bit more clarity. I need a little bit more understanding. And that video, to me, was more of, like, to be honest, the interview that they got with the girlfriend and with him seemed more like an opportunity for us as, you know, a hip-hop community to kind of laugh at them, versus really finding out who they are. So if we had them on the show, I promise you I'm going to have a laundry list of questions, because I really want some clarity. I want to understand them more, because the video left me confused, very confused.
Exactly. And I'm waiting for my computer. I'm logging on again right now to see, because I'm kind of, does he look androgynous? Does he look like...
He looks like, honestly, to be honest with you, he looks like
a frog from Oz who was made somebody's bitch, and they made him put Kool-Aid on his lips.
You could say any of these little skater boys that wear these little tight little jeans and throw some lipstick on him, he looks just like that. Like, literally. He has a mustache, a low fade, and he got a little, fade going on and everything. Got street swag and everything, but he just had on the leggings and the lipstick. So So to me, it wasn't even like, to me, it wasn't a full, like, all out attempt. I feel like if you're going to go at it, you're going to go all the way. You're going to go hard and go home. And to me, it just like he went in his sister's room and grabbed a pair of leggings and grabbed some hot lipstick because it wasn't even good lipstick. It wasn't like MAC or nothing. So if you're going to make a statement, I need you to make that statement clearly. And I didn't feel that from him. It just seemed like it was maybe an opportunity to get 15 minutes to say. It could have been a truth or dare type thing to me. That's how the video looks to me. It doesn't. It's not authentic enough. I want to hear from him myself.
Okay, you guys keep talking. I have found the post.
Oh, you didn't find it?
You wearing looks like the color I'll wear.
Yeah, he's got the, you know, the high fuchsia pink one, but it's
that's
like a sheer pink.
Wow,
it's not even a...
All right, so this is what you're going to do. I'm going to mute myself, and then I'm going to come back when I finish watching it.
All right, when you come back, we're going to continue talking about that. I got a question for Brooklyn Black.
All right.
Oh, shit. What's up?
Who is this Tasha B?
Huh?
Huh?
Who's who?
This Tasha B.
Oh, she actually is a fan of Chase Baker, and that's how me and her linked up.
Chase Baker?
Uh-huh.
Wow,
you know,
I know Chase Baker. Okay, cool.
You know, he stretched out over to Australia, and, you know, she is Australian.
Oh, makes sense. Okay, met a lot of Australian girls named Tasha. Go ahead.
So that's how me and her had linked up.
Oh, I thought it was something that happened on air, like somebody called in, like, oh, are you talking about me? I was here and say, whoa, shawty, fuck you break. Had to get
oh, no, no, she, like, I guess since you started commenting on that picture, it put it to the top of everyone's news feed.
Oh,
so everyone decided to like and comment, even though that picture's been up for like a year.
Hey, you know what? Leave it to me to be a trendsetter. I bring things back from the dead. I revive them. So it was just really interesting that you said that, that I got that message from you, because I got a phone call from my friend in Brooklyn, and she was like, man, everybody out here is, you know, hating on you since you left, and they're trying to jack your style, and it's been crazy, because I was like, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't somebody else trying to be an imitator, because, like, literally, like, people were trying to be me, like, and it was, like, getting to a point where I'm, like, I'm starting to get frustrated. But that right there, I'm not even worried about that. Whoever this Tasha B is, Chase Baker's fan, honey, shout out to you, shout out to Australia. I love Australia. I love Australian people. You guys are amazing. I love Barbie. Food on the Barbie is always good. So... shout out to Tasha B from Australia.
Oh, man. It was great. She just came, you know, and she just put it, and she liked it, you know. She's probably listening in now, but I didn't have to be like, I wasn't talking to you. But, you know,
well, you know
just,
what? She gets a shout out on the air for that one, definitely, though. It's all right.
She definitely gets a shout out because she is definitely a cool character. So definitely, like, you know, link up with her on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, I might have to have her call into the show. You know, two Tasha B's. I don't know if Free Game is ready for that.
Okay,
now, see,
hello.
All right,
you got it, Ev.
All right, this is fucked up.
You made me have an asthma attack already, and you didn't even say anything.
No
is the word I had too.
All right, wait a minute. You're not going to understand this. I don't expect you to, but I kind of like you. The nigga said he was 40% female because he is so in touch with his emotions, yo. Yo, it take a lot of heart. Or a whole bunch of fucking crazy to really get out there and do that shit. He's a nice look. He's
well,
a
you
nice
remember he
young
said
boy.
He said the first time he left his house like that, he was really nervous.
He was shook.
you know.
Yeah, I would be a nice fool if I was him, you know.
And he's a nice looking dude. His girlfriend is, you
exactly.
know, nice looking. She look a little, you know, simple, like, yeah, okay.
Say so, you know.
But nonetheless, she's, you know, she's a good looking girl. They, you know, they look nice together. I like him. I haven't heard none of his music.
But the little bit I heard of his music is very, like, LMFAO type, you know, Kesha type of music.
I think he's just doing this
hip-hop.
For attention. I really don't
Thank
think
you.
It's about a musical thing. I really don't think it's about music at all. He's just, it was like he's doing it for attention, to get his name out there, to get some celebrity, to get some something. I mean, he's going to get his 15 minutes of fame and...
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, you know, real talk. He's going to get that. He's going to get
well,
that.
Well, I want to give him 15 minutes for the show, because, and I really want the girl in there, too, because like you said, she does sound like a simpleton, you know. But
yeah.
then again, she's Southern, so a lot of times, sometimes the Southern sound may cause
they
you to sound a little more simple.
Yeah, their mentality is way different.
Yeah, it is. And even when you have an intelligent person from the South, sometimes it doesn't always convert that way. That's why I tell people New York has the smartest sounding dumb people, and the South has the dumbest sounding smart people.
Yeah,
period. Like, you know, so I would love to have them on the show. I don't know if I would be able to make it through the whole show because
Cookie,
you know,
make
I'm,
it
not,
happen.
I'm not a fan of fuckery. So if I start hearing fuckery, I'm going to have to get off the air because I'm going to start saying some things that they're not going to like.
No, you gotta be diplomatic and respectful and all that. You gotta respect the fuckery.
No, I'm not gonna respect the fuckery. I respect what he's doing because I always respect any artist, you know, whatever angle they're using. But if you come at me with fuckery, I don't care if P. Diddy himself comes to me with fuckery, he gonna get fuckery right back. Sorry. I will respect the swag, but I'm not going to respect fuckery. And I haven't labeled him as fuckery yet, but it depends on how the interview goes if we get him on the show. And I don't care what I'm doing. Y'all get him on the show, I will stop the snow outside to make sure I got good reception to get on
wow.
the show for that. Definitely, because this is, I mean, it's so new and I guess, I can't fathom it yet. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't get with it. I'm not saying that I like it or I don't like it. I don't know how I feel. Like, you know, I don't know. I feel like Kevin Hart right now.
I know.
So, I'm having one of those moments. I don't really know how I feel about it.
You on the block by yourself? One bed, one pillow.
All right.
That's just hilarious.
By the way, everybody listening, if y'all have not seen Kevin Hart laugh at my pain, you should slap yourself, slap your mama, slap everybody you know, because somebody should have told you to see that by now. That is hilarious.
Yeah, that's serious?
Yes, it's that serious. You haven't seen it?
Huh?
Huh? Have you seen it?
Yeah, we've seen bits and pieces of it.
Bits and pieces?
We need to see the whole
thing. I need you to take your bits and put them with your pieces and see all of it.
Yeah. All
right? Because it is definitely some funny shit. Okay, that is something good. I had to throw that out there. But back to this guy, Lil, what is his name again?
D Feel Good?
So, yeah. Okay.
No, D Feel. Yeah, you're right. D Feel Good.
D Feel Good? Okay.
The
leggings to me didn't bother me so much, you know what I'm saying? Because I've seen
what
it in the
leggings.
It was the lipstick.
When leggings on the fucking award, I was bothered. Like, what do you mean? Men should not be wearing leggings unless they're doing ballet. And if they're doing ballet, then, hey, that's what they do.
That's what I'm saying, but I've seen men doing ballet, you know what I'm saying? But I've never seen a man look straight and wear lipstick. Unless
he fell asleep at one of my parties and he got pranked. That's different. Because that happens.
Oh,
it goes down.
Like
oh, girl, man, we got this one dude up in Virginia, man. This dude fell asleep. I had eyeshadow on him and lashes and everything. But he didn't choose to do that. So I want to understand what the thinking is behind that, because I come from a very tolerant family to a certain extent. We're going to put it that way. And I say that because I have a lot of members in my family that are part of the LGBT family, and I have a cousin who is an amazing drag queen, very beautiful. And I'm used to him in lipstick, but I'm used to him in lipstick with the whole shebang. Not him in lipstick looking like how he looks. You know, that's like RuPaul pulling a lipstick without the rest of everything. I want to know why you didn't go all the way. That's all I want to know. I'm a big fan of go hard or go home. If you're going to be feminine, be feminine. If you're going to be masculine, be masculine. I need to know what it is you're doing, like, because I'm confused. I'm really, 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 really confused, and that's why I made the comparison to Little Richard earlier today when I was talking in Brooklyn. I was like, you know, he what you saw was a pancake number 25, and he wore the eyeliner and all that stuff, and he dated women, but yet he liked to watch men have sex with women, but I was like, that's kind of like watching live porn. So that kind of makes a little sense. But then he also enjoyed wearing women's underwear. And I never really understood that. Like, I kind of want to understand that gray area, because when you toy around with the lines of femininity and masculinity, there's different levels of it. And there's, you know, parts of that that I understand personally, but I want to understand from his point of view, like, exactly what it is that triggered him to wear the lipstick. You know, I gotta know. I will go out to Dallas, Texas, personally, and go look for this dude. He ain't gonna be hard to spot.
Go to Dallas, like, I'm looking for the nigga to wear lipstick.
I mean, and it really, honestly, it's easy for me because I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan anyway. I mean, even though Arlington is where they're at. But that's not a problem for me to go out there. I can go watch the game and, you know, go see him too. Maybe we can go chill at the game together. I don't know. If you listening, hey, I'm coming to Dallas to find you. If you don't come on the show, I'm going to find you. Because I got to know now.
She says she's a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Yes, I am. Go Cowboys. Anything you got to say about it? You like white, don't you?
Besides that their record sucks so far, I'm not going to say about
it. Record don't have anything to do with anything. At the end of the day, a true fan is going to be a fan regardless. You know the Raiders have been losing and losing and losing and losing and losing and losing, and they have some of the most loyal fans, and they've been having better seasons now. So don't get me started on football. We're going to be here all night. I love you, Brooklyn.
Like, you know, I'm just saying, like, you want to go to Dallas and watch a Cowboys game and shit. But, hey, it is what it is.
Hey, I'm saying while I'm out there, I might as well watch the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, when in Rome.
When in Rome, watch Romo.
Exactly. Well, we ain't going to talk about Romo. I'm not so happy with him, but okay. Go Miles Austin. Okay. Sorry, you had to say that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, of course, thanks. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Talk on the Free Game Radio. As you can see, we have been all over the place. Of course, follow the show on Twitter, pregame_radio. Follow me, Brooklyn Black. Follow Ab, the Real Toshibi, of course. Tune in Monday, Real Talk with Lucky Me at 8 o'clock, and then I'm back in the building on Friday. And, look, what I always tell you guys, be safe, wrap it up, don't drink and drive, you know. Wrap your tool, fellas. Protect your clam, ladies. You know, it's always the same go-around. And, of course, we're going to let you go with some music. You guys have a good one, and those will be here Monday. I'll see you on Monday. If not, I'll see you next Friday. We'll be back just bringing it to you once again. It's pregame radio. You guys have a good night. And don't forget to set your clocks back.
It's a
take over, time to make moves. Make the opposition quit, time to break rules. I'm loyal to myself, never switched, I'm faithful. Grab a banana clip and probably aim for your grapefruit. I hate all the ignorance, the fact you're ungrateful. I'm here to captivate the mind, soul of an angel. I sacrifice my life, take a bullet to save you. But would you take a bullet for me? Without a vest, I'm living like I'm a vet. Hearing voices, kamikaze, rushing to my death. Take a breath, wait. They think I'm going crazy. I don't tolerate your games, don't even try to play me. Hate me, do whatever you wanna do lately. I've been on a mission, my ambition only saved me. Young entrepreneur, yes, hungry for more. Never settle, cause I'm pushing the pedal into the floor. Now I'm gone, I'm on another level. Heart of a warrior, the mind of a rebel. I get shit done, I'm a child of the ghetto. A product of the block, I'm a rose with no petals. A rose from the fire like a phoenix. Nobody had faith, and nobody would believe it. Cause nobody couldn't see it, so I had to hustle hard. Keep it real so they could feel it. I'm the realest, I'ma tell you in fact. See, I'm a fetish, cause I'm dealing with these demons. I fight until I kill them. I'll never be the victim. I grab them and then I rip them. You living in the darkness, a home of the heartless. No emotion, no affection, no pardon. Backstabbing, snakes slithering in the garden. Trying to make a dollar when people are really starving. Don't you understand? I'ma make a difference regardless. I know that I'm more than a rap artist. You call this, I'm sharpest when I gotta execute on a target. Wrap them in a carpet and bury them in the forest. I'm talking about my negative thoughts, dearly departed.
Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Yo, yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I sing to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this dandy bar. Puts it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in with the shoe, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be slapping up twice, because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, picking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, picking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer. A baddie, yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, like mass burned to the heat. That get really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn star when it comes after this show. Follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Initiating shutdown sequence.